So Guru announced in the fall of 2004 that he was going to have another weightlifting exhibition, and he wanted new machines, you know, some new ideas for machines. That was actually when we built that shrug machine and one or two other ones, like a leg press machine. And then I had the idea that Guru could lift his smart car, you know, that cute little blue smart car, but from overhead, like from on top of it. So the smart car would be low and Guru would be below and Guru would be on top. And so I told Guru the idea. But I told Guru that, because I wasn't really sure, it's definitely a harder, a more difficult way of lifting the car. So when I told Guru about it, I told him that as long as the car wasn't over 2,000 pounds, I think Guru would be able to lift it. And so Guru was immediately, he liked the idea, and he immediately called Pratea, because Pratea had bought the car for Guru, and to ask what the weight was. And it turned out the weight was 1,960 pounds. And so Guru, you know, asked us to start building it right away. But Guru kept asking, but will I be able to lift it? You know, he said, build it, but will I be able to lift it? And I said, oh, Guru, you know, definitely, you'll be able to lift it. It'll be difficult, but you'll be able to lift it. And then, you know, Guru was really into the whole project. So, and when Guru's really into something, he, even if you tell Guru it's going to take a week, which I believe I did tell Guru, the next day Guru was calling up saying, is it ready yet? And Guru would, and I think Guru called up like every day that week practically to Agni Press asking, you know, how is it progressing? Is it ready yet? And then, but it would always finish, the conversation would always finish with, but I will be able to lift it. Will I definitely be able to lift it? And I was going, oh, definitely Guru, no problem. You'll definitely be able to lift it. It'll be hard, but you know, you'll definitely be able to lift it. So, but the thing is inwardly, by the end of this week, I was really getting like insecure about, you know, is Guru going to be able to lift this? You know, we had like three or four people working on it, building this thing, and Guru, you know, is talking about it, and it's sort of a lot of anticipation. And here I've sort of promised Guru that he's going to be able to lift it. But I wasn't, inwardly, I was really getting insecure. Finally, we had it about, it took about a week, and we got it ready. And as with many machines, there's not room to, like, assemble them if they're big in Agni Press basement, which where we build most of the things. So we don't actually know if everything's going to fit together until we, you know, set it up in its entirety. So there was also that kind of nervousness, like, is everything going to fit together? Because we told Guru, you know, Guru was right on top of it. He knew that we were, you know, he asked when we were going to do it, and we went to Aspiration Ground and started setting it up. And we were setting it up, and fortunately, most things fit. We had a few problems, but we managed to, you know, solve them as we were setting it up. And Guru, to make me even more nervous, Danu drove Guru over to the court, and there was no one else at Aspiration Ground. We were setting it up in the area inside the Disciple Gate. It was the only area big enough to hold this big structure. So Guru pulls up outside the gate and was just sitting in the car with Danu for an hour, like watching us work, just watching us work. So I was just really getting nervous at this point about the whole thing. And so we finally, you know, we got the whole thing together. Guru, at that point, I think Guru had said disciples could come watch, and there were, you know, quite a few disciples showed up, and, you know, we got everything connected. Guru first warmed up with people on the, you know, the apparatus, and it went pretty well. And then we got the car on, and we got everything adjusted. And Guru, you know, went up there and got under, and he couldn't lift it. And I was, at this point, I was like, I was ready to just head for the hills, you know. I was like really mortified. But I composed myself, and we made some adjustments. It's kind of a complex machine. There's like tension rods and the way the car is suspended. So we made a lot of adjustments, and the second time Guru was able to lift it. And I was so happy and so relieved. And Guru had like a special prasad, and he called me up first, and he handed me, and he smiled at me, and I was so relieved and so happy. And then Guru went on, you know, to lift. That was the sort of finale lift for Guru's weightlifting exhibition in 2004. And that was the other thing, is that lift, you know, Guru did it at Aspiration Ground that time, and he also practiced once or twice again in the months leading up to the exhibition. But that, you know, when he was practicing, it was just that lift. So he was just lifting the car. But you have to realize, you know, at the exhibition, Guru had lifted like 195,000 pounds on all these other lifts before he did that car. And the other thing about this lift is, in order to make it really sort of impressive, Guru had to hold it for about 5 or 10 seconds so that the car could swing. You know, so people can see really what's happening, like the car is completely free of the ground and is swinging. So Guru, you know, Guru did it, but I tell you, I think in the video you can see there's an expression on Guru's face afterwards, like just of pain, you know, like it was really, I think that might have been one of the toughest lifts for Guru because it was at the end of all those other, you know, thousands and thousands of pounds. But I think that was one of my favorite lifts to build and to see Guru do. And I think it was a really, it was an impressive lift.